minutes last week, we should do some bas v'challah, so I guess we'll go around, like, say, common shaylas or issues which come up in the kitchen. So I guess first we'll start with ovens. So when you get using ovens, so actually I just come on the way in over here, there's Baldira. When he moves in, she only uses badats. And he didn't know anything, and I go to the store and sees it's considerably more expensive. They want to know, is it okay if you use other echsherim? What? I said, you say badats in cheridus? He said badats in cheridus, could be used jet lag. Okay, that's a little bit more of a chesha mishpat shayla. But upon him, and again, that's him using ovens. So what are the, if you want to know if he's using oven, fleischka oven, using it or cooking challah in a fleischka oven, using it for milchiks afterwards. So in terms of what are the issues, let's start with issues on what could be the various issues in oven. Let's see milchiks fleischka oven, what are the past various issues. So one issue could be that they touch each other, like milchiks touches fleischiks on their hat, so it's going to be oblius and it's going to become usser. So one issue is that they could be that there's an issue of touching, you always have to be careful. There's another concept of recha. Mark Pesach brings down that there's something called recha. Recha is smell. Like when you have two foods being, if they're not cooked, if they're not covered, and they're in the oven together, so you have to use the milk. It seems there's no steam, but just it's the smell of it transfers one to the other. And there's also talking about whether we have recha mosi, recha lav mosi. And you know, we come out that that's something paskin recha b'di eved recha lav mosi. That's not going to washing of the Ramah is they shouldn't cook fleishiks and milchiks uncovered in the same oven because it's an issue of just, even though there's no steam, just the recha, the fact that it gives off like the taste or the smell, goes into one to another one, that's something which is a chila aser and b'diavad going to be. The more serious issue we could be shy of b'diavad is something called zeya. Zeya is that, it's really based on Mishnah Mechshirin, which was a rush that if you have something steaming, let's say you have soup, and the steam of the soup is rising. So the Rishonim say that the steam of the food gets the din of the food and has the din of fleishiks. So you have fleishik steam rising up and it's milchiks. So that's going to be basar chalav. The steam has the din of fleishiks. You know, it's not the actual basar, it's just the steam of the basar. But when that rises, that gets the din of basar, that gets the din of fleishiks, and it comes up and turns and hits the milchiks, it's going to aser. Which, in a kitchen, probably zeya is probably one of the most common shaylas to get, really, zeya shaylas. That shaylas, let's say, you have two pots next to each other, cooking, and you open up the soup pot, and all of a sudden the steam shoots against the other pot. The soup pot is lower than the other pot. So now the zeya of the actual food gets the din of the food, and therefore it's called fleishik touch that pot. If that pot would be a mochik pot, then possibly tray, possible fleishik, and it's a power pot, you're making a fleishik. So the concept is that the zeya of the actual item gets the din of actual food, and therefore it gets a din of it. Therefore, the biggest problem, really, I guess, if cooking milk and fleishik in the pot, in the oven at the same time, is because you can have steam, and the steams are going to meet each other, and they're going to come chafe up the oven, chafe up the oven, chafe up the pot, and chafe up all the food.
If the steam touches the outside of the pot, it's an issue?
Yes, the steam touches the outside of the pot, so the same halacha, let's say you have, like, we'll go skip that a second, classical case. You have a little soup, you open it up, and like it spritzes and touches the outside of, say, a mochik pot. So what's going to be the halacha? So the halacha is that we say that when something hits the pot, so it hits the pot, and not only does it hit the pot, it also goes into the pot. So the pot itself would become fleishiks, and also travels into the pot. If the food, it also affect the food inside. So let's say you have a little steam touches the pot, which could come macaroni and cheese, so the pot comes now trafe, because macaroni and cheese went to the pot, and the fleishiks went to the pot. And also now the steam goes into the macaroni and cheese, and you have to figure out whether we put the b'shishim or not. But basically, steam goes, it's outside the pot, it travels through one point.
Doesn't come up from the pot? Right,
much bigger. No, it goes like that. There's a shot where it goes like that and like that, or it goes in. So once it travels that way.
Inside
the pot being traced. That area, it travels shishim around it. So that area till shishim becomes aser, and also goes in. Because that's the various issues, which why we have separate ovens for meat, for mochiks and fleishiks. Now, this is, can we do all of basakas? We have one of three problems. They can touch each other, like the steam, or the kli recha, recha is mother of the evet, and the steam would aser even the evet. Now, in terms of, there are some ovens which have like two separate compartments, at the top and the bottom. In terms of using them, let's say, mochiks at the same time, or using zechazeh, so you'd have to have hechsher. Why? Because you have to make sure, number one, that the, if you have an oven, even though maybe it's two separate compartments, but let's say if it's really one piece of, what's in between? One piece. If there's one piece, right? What's the top of the oven made out of?
Narosta,
whatever it is, it's one piece, right? So if you have one piece, so let's say one piece, and your fleishes will go here, and mochiks over here. So they're both hitting, it's like they're hitting the outside of a pot. When we say hit outside of the pot, what happens? It hits the pot, and then goes in. So even if it's two separate compartments, technically that won't really help you, if, because it's when just like you have a pot, if the steam hits the outside of the pot, it goes into the pot. So if it's one compartment.
Not lying on that.
What? The steam rises up. The steam is fleishik. So let's say it goes down now. Or
the food is not sitting on that. It's not food sitting in the pot. It's not sitting.
No. So now let's say you made that treif, right? Now. Or if you need to make a treif. Let's say you have steaming on the bottom and then your fleishik hit the bottom. So it's like hitting the outside of the pot. So it hits that and then goes in. So now, and it goes into the bottom oven, and therefore you have to figure out how much is in the oven, how much will affect it. So therefore, they have a lot of ovens which have hechsher. Basically, the concept of the hechsher is to make sure two things. One is that's two separate pieces. If it's two separate pieces, then it's not going to go in. It's two separate things. That's what they do. But also, they're making sure the vent. When you have the vent, you could have issues with multiple color in the vent. That when it vents out, the oven, the mochiks and the fleishik, so it goes through. So you have to make sure the vents are separately, because it could be you have steam, a fleishik and mochiks together over there, and that could be a problem. So basically, like Shemar, make sure those two things. Number one, two separate pieces, and number two, that there is separate vents. But you have to have hechsher, basically. If you want to use a oven, even with two separate compartments, you have to make hechsher to make sure that those two issues. Now, that's what you're using at the same time. In terms of using it, zachazes, we want to know, in terms of, you use the oven for fleishiks today, and tomorrow you want to use it for mochiks. Are there any issues or not? So, I'll say like this, that ideally you should have two separate ovens, for sure. That's definitely the ideal thing. One should have two separate ovens. If you don't have, or it's not practical, you know, you don't own yours, and so there's the eitzah that you use. What's the thing you want them to be? Mochiks or fleishiks? Decide which one you use mostly. Let's say it's going to be fleishiks. So you use it for fleishiks. And when you use mochiks, number one, make sure it's always covered. And all the issues, our only problems, is if it's uncovered. Well, what are the issues we said? There's touching, well, you're not having food at the same time. There's recha. Well, if it's covered, there's our recha. It's covered. If there's zeya, so if there's zeya, but if the thing is covered, so you're gonna have, it's not gonna be able to really go anywhere. In other words, it's gonna happen. You're cooking now, it's not gonna, you know, let's say you cook fleishiks yesterday, right? So now what happens? The oven has fleishiks inside of it, right? And the walls, and the place of the walls. Now, when you're cooking mochiks, so there's not going to be any connection between those. In order to get out the bleas from the walls, you have to have some type of steam, something hit it. Nothing's hitting it because it's covered. And therefore, it's not going to be a problem. Maybe I just started in the wrong place. But when you cook something in a pot, so the concept is, so let's say I cook fleishiks in a pot. So the pot now becomes fleishiks. And if afterwards, the fleishiks goes into the pot. If afterwards I cook mochiks that day, so the bleas of the fleishiks come out through the cooking, goes into the mochika pot, goes into the mochika food, and becomes treif. That's how bleas works. If it's within 24 hours, it becomes treif. If it's after 24 hours, so then it's not going to answer the food, because something called Nisitam of Kam. Nisitam of Kam means that Belias only, what happens? We cook fleishiks in the pot, so the tam of fleishiks goes into the pot. Now, that only stays good and tasty for 24 hours. After 24 hours, it becomes bad, like rats. So once it's Nisitam of Kam, so it tastes, which rats, so that doesn't have any, it's like a shvaga, it tastes horrible, and therefore that type of thing is not going to answer b'diavad it's not going to asa because it's nice and down the gap. So having on this way, so back to Alvin. So basically, you make it. Let's say you make it flesh six. Now, whenever you use milk, it's number one. Make sure the milk is flesh uncovered. So the pan is flesh six. Now, number one, make sure the milk is totally covered. It's totally covered, so technically we have no problem with Reicha because it's covered. We have no problem with Zeh either because it's nothing. It's covered. It's not coming out. So maybe it might be getting hot, but it's not coming. There's no connection between the fleshix, the oven walls, which are fleshix. Right, the air is not fleshix; it's the walls which can't fleshix. No connection between that and the grate. Number one, you have to make sure it's clean and it's kedai to cover the grate.
Can you see
You should cover the grate because the grate is really flesh sick. So you're not supposed to clean it clean. You should cover the grate. You have to cover the grate. Also, it's clean. It doesn't help if it's going to be clean. Now, Rosh Hashanah did not like so much being samech on using covering because Messiah says, so you go.
Isn't there steam?
No, you have to hermetically seal. Like, really, mamash mamash seal. The issue is that you check in between to see if it's good, right? You go, the food check, you open up and see if it's good, and you go, right? And you just, trafe up the oven. If we didn't like it so much in terms of being samech on that, but vayta. Lachila, you have, like, maybe test over milchix and keep out the flesh. If the next practical, vayta. You should make sure the other one's always covered, and technically, maybe, if it's always covered, and you cover the grates, then, and make sure they're clean. Technically, then that should be okay. Who?
To
what?
To do this all the time.
I say it's not ideal because it's not going to be a winning solution. Because I guarantee you, like, if you do this all the time, you're going to call me every 3 months that we uncover the pot while I was inside. We check to see if the mucus was there or. There's a hole in the silver foil and it went up and he chafed off the oven, therefore that's why. Huh? Yeah, if you have room in your kitchen, so turn shaka toast oven, that'll be that definitely will be more the
tchila.
This works
for power things also?
What I say?
This works for power things also to steal it all away.
Sure. Hold on a second, I'm just letting the chain thought. Technically, you could cast your oven back and forth from flesh and milchix. That also is that's something you can make about that. That if you wait 24 hours in between the flesh and milchix and you turn it to the highest, that's what you want to before Shavuos. That's what you get the shahs a lot before Shavuos. No, we don't so much milchix. For some people, you know. So what? I would recommend both. Waiting 24 hours, turning the oven on to the highest. Because turning the oven on to the highest is debatable. That's if it caches or not. Whatever. Now, this is talking about flesh to milchix, not talking about the power. Flesh to milchix, I would say wait 24 hours, turn the oven to the highest. Let it reach the temperature that it reaches, when it reaches the highest temperature, if the hour or whatever it is, and the oven goes off and reaches the highest temperature. It stays on keep warm, and that'll be only for now to cash it back and forth from flesh to milchix. Because it always makes sure it's fully covered, cover the racks, or I would say wait 24 hours, turn on to the highest. And also you have to cover the racks in that type of situation because that could be an eight step recovering going back from.
How long does that be like that for?
Until it reaches the highest temperature. And as we reach the highest temperature, it turns off.
Once you reach the highest temperature, it stays
there? Yeah, leave it there for a couple minutes on the highest temperature. Like, it stays for a couple minutes on the highest temperature. But it takes a while for it to get there. And whenever it reaches that, then.
Even then, you would have to cover the grates? That doesn't cash the grates also?
Debatable. It's that kasha. The grates went in mamash ayde ish, not to say. When it was hot, when it was hot, everything else. It's kadaik to cover the grates in that type of situation. Fine. Let's move on to microwaves. We'll come back to parv soon. Let's keep it separate. Do flesh and milk, something like a parv soon. We'll come back to that. Okay, in terms of microwaves. So microwaves, also the chili one should have ideally two separate microwaves. If Matt, you can do the same thing. Make one either a flesh or a milk. It's another one you should make sure it's always covered. And I say covered has to be really covered, like hermetically sealed. You could tie it in a bag or something, or make sure it's totally covered. And if it's totally covered, then technically, then it's going to be okay. Yes, it depends. If you leave it for a long time, then it melts, right?
So
the best is you have a Tupperware and you close it, right? That's the best. If you're just using bags, then it's probably good to have double wrapping because if you keep it there for a while, it starts melting, it starts whatever. You know, if a microwave comes strafe, which, you know, a lot of times, you know, it does, so... So, okay, the minigun is nice, you make up the kasher. You know, it's so partially the minigun is nice, you make up the kasher. The way you kasher basically is you steam it out. You put, you know, bowls of water, and just, like, leaving it for a couple of minutes, and let it steam all over the place. And that's the, if and how one kashers a microwave. Fine. Benegeya sinks. So... A lot of times in these apartments, especially like in Ramat Eshkol, the person before you left that goes from. And it was like in Ramat Eshkol, there was no one from. It was like nothing, you know, as time goes along, Baruch Hashem, you know, now it's like 90% from. But most of the apartments are strafe. The kids are strafe, basically. And, you know, I was going in and living there, and it's because it's strafe. So therefore, the sink and the counters are treated. So it's a little bit of a problem. So if it's anything which you get kasher, it's stainless steel, then the sink, the end of time, you get kasher. But most of the, that's the only more expensive stuff. Most of the stuff is the cheap stuff, and it's not really kasherable. And so even if it's a front person, when I move into one of my apartments, it says, I don't have it, so I ask the person, like, which size face, which size machit, so they show me. And then I asked about Dior Levi Fuan, and they said opposite. So, now that was that. So therefore everything's because it's treif. If it's because it's treif, so if it's stainless steel, kakashra, but it's not stainless steel, it's one of those other, it's one of those other type, that makes a certain type of stuff, which most of the cheap stuff is, it's treif, it's not kashable.
Stone type, what was the rest of the cheap stuff?
The stones, the stone, the MK side.
Plastic. I mean, there's also a lot of things have plastic.
Plastic. So therefore, you know, it's a problem, you know, basically. It's a problem. Can't use boiling hot water, basically. Straight as a thing. And can't use things for boiling hot water.
What can you mean?
So the olden days wasn't such a problem, you know, back in the early 2000s, you get hot water so quickly. So it wasn't such a big issue. You know, I had hot water half the time you didn't. If you didn't get like mamish hot. Nowadays, the boilers and people have Yonkers and you get boiling hot water. But basically, if that's what you have a problem. Basically.
What's enough for me? What's the key? Is it cooking in your sink? What's
no, you want to pour anything. You want to drain macaroni in your sink.
Want to what?
Drain macaroni in your sink. You can't pour anything boiling hot into your sink. You want to wash dishes. And it's a tray for sink. So you can use a tray for clay. You can use. So it's very possible that your sink might be tray. If they ate maybe get an insert. Like by Pesach, you can get an insert. You can get one of those plastic inserts. And then it's not directly going on to it. You know, like
what's the chance it's not treif? If you have a 3-year-old deer, nobody ever treifed it up?
You live in Machavet, right?
Yeah.
Machavet was always from.
But nobody ever treifed it up once by accident?
Why?
Put a milk pan on a fish counter.
That doesn't treif it up. That's clearly clay.
The hottest water from the sink is too hot.
What?
The sink is because it's treif. The hottest water that comes out of the faucet is too hot.
So every apartment's different. Depending if you... I mean, you can, like... Does it get gonsolitis? Like, is it, like, very hot?
It's hot.
Your wife wears gloves when she washes the...
Doesn't leave it on. I mean, doesn't leave it on the hottest, usually.
Uh-huh. So probably, I'm saying, you know, if you have to wear gloves, so, you know. That's... You have Yonkers, or?
What?
You have a Yonkers system? You have a system that gets instantly hot, or you have a Dutch Amish?
A Dutch
Amish. Depends. Depends on summer or winter, depending on...
Any dishes sure. You wash in these types of sinks? I'd say you did it right.
It's never going to ask for the food, because... Okay, the answer to 95% of the basal chapshas, which I get asked or your wife is going to ask you, is stam kelim and mejebe, which means like this. That the halacha is in order for some. We say, what's the concept? And how do things go flakes? How things go flakes? Like flakes, and it's like a macaroni and cheese in a pot. Now we say that pot becomes a mix. Why? Because the cheese goes into the pot. Afterwards, when I cook it the next time, so that cheese is going to come out and go into the next food. If I cook fleishiks afterwards, that's basal chalav, and it's going to become basal. Now, the kala is that it only stays good for 24 hours. Once it's past 24 hours, that taste is rotten and spoiled. It's nice and tam lefkam. It's nice and tam lefkam, and it's rotten and spoiled, and therefore it doesn't do anything, it doesn't affect anything b'di'avad. So therefore, if you have a pot of fleishiks, I wait 24 hours. So, l'chadchila, I'm still not allowed to cook mochiks in it because, or you're not allowed to cook this gzera because maybe I'll do it within 24 hours. But b'di eved, if you did it, it's not going to be aser. Therefore, anything which happens in your kitchen, if the pot was not used for 24 hours, or the oven, or whatever it is, then the food is going to be okay. Let's go through five cases. I cook macaroni and cheese, and then 24 hours later, let's say 2 days later, you cook schnitzel in the pot. So the schnitzel is kosher. Why? Because macaroni and cheese went bad, and therefore when that bleus came out, it's not going to ask the schnitzel, you can eat the schnitzel. The pot, you're still going to have to kosher, because you have, but we'll get to explain why, but the food's going to be kosher. He took a, let's go through the common case, he took a fleishig spoon and stuck it into the macaroni and cheese on the fire. Later, if the spoon was not used for 24 hours, what's halacha? Cheese, quote, got kosher mahajin. 100% okay. And then they gave the pot and the spoon. We'll talk about whether in terms of kosher. Where else? What other common cases? Yeah, fleishig a spoon in your coffee with milk in it. Same thing. If the fleishig spoon is not used for 24 hours, food is kosher. And all the stuff could be going down. So I'm going to second. So 90% of things which happen in the Yomai, and the food is okay, the pot and things like that could be going to have to kasher. The one exception to that is a davar charif. Davar charif is if you have something which is a very sharp food. The Mar says that something with a very sharp food, so halacha is that really awakens. What's about Inibiyomi? Pshat is, we say that it went bad. And it loses its taste, and it's not strong, and it doesn't have any connect to it. Something which is Davar Charif, something which is very, very strong, the Gemara says that that's something which could wake up the Blias and make them good again. Okay, something which is a strong tasting food that awakens the Blias and makes things okay. The classical case of Davar Charif is, let's say, onion. Onion is considered something which is strong, it's a Davar Charif. Therefore, if you take onion, and you, let's say, cut it with a fleishig knife. So even though the knife was not used for 24 hours, even though the knife is cold, but the onion has that koyach to take out bleus and make the bleus good. Two chidushim. One, it's cold. Two is, even though the bleus went bad, it goes ahead and makes the bleus good, and therefore it's going to, and therefore it's going to now turn fleishig, and now turn into fleishig treif, you know, whatever we're talking about. Weiter. Using a kid which is in the Benyoimai is a Xera, don't do it. You wonder, can you use it? It's a Xera, don't do it until you do it within 24 hours. But the ever you did is okay. You want to eat by your cousins who don't keep the same Xera as you. They don't keep they're on the level of Kashrus. They say, when you come, everything's going to be glad kosher. Everything's okay, they get all the same Xera. So now. So what's with the pots? So the answer is that technically that's okay. Why? Because all the bleus of all their whatever hashem which they use, let's say they use a regular rabbanut, right? So all the bleus of rabbanut, being that they use within 24 hours, you have right to assume they stop came and then be any right? You have a right to assume that they didn't use it for 24 hours. So therefore, that those bleus are not going to be a problem. There might be issur on the. One second. Therefore, everything technically, if the hechsherim are good and the pots are used for 24 hours, then technically that would be all good. Everything would be okay. The only issue would be on the onions. The onions go in now and take out all the bleus. So they take out all the bleus of all the rabbanut stuff or mechira or whatever it is. And the onions maybe technically would be a problem. But all other food is okay. The onions technically would.
Eat whatever, just don't eat the onion.
There's
an onion in the chicken soup.
There's onion in the chicken soup. So, two shaylas. So, it's like this. Technically, onions, even though we said this, kind of onions, mechalas, shvach, it makes them better and whatever. What comes out in the Shulchan Aruch basically is if you have another suffix with onion, you can remake them. So, there's these two things, and it's cold, and mechalas, shvach is mechalikas, whatever, there was machmir. Technically, if you have another suffix, the shachat has both, so you can be mekel. So really, the shaila is, so whatever hechsherim which your relative is eating, mustamim they suffix like nafka. So I don't know. Is it a little bit better story from onions? I would say a little better story. I once went into the story from onions. If no one would notice, would say it's a little better staying away from onions. If you're eating by people who don't trust the hechsherim, just say, I had a good hechsherim for you. It'll be a little bit better to stay away from onions, but if you have to, there's definitely to be some kind, you know, midday suffix like nafka to say that's vadi no good. You know, stomach be considered another suffix. So, right, you have to remember more time, 90% of shells, any ben yoyim is okay. Mashen kain, some kain yoyim is going to be okay. The only issue really have to, there's all the shells. It's like cook, in a flesh like a pad, I cooked, I warmed up water and I want to use it. I made it already and I put it into coffee. So is that a problem? And he says no, because it's anything you want. It's not going to answer. Fine. Have you gone to this? If your sink is drain the sink, basically you can't use boiling hot water. And I guess get a sink insert. You know, I guess
that's fine. But even have under the insert the heat rising. That's
it. Doesn't go directly onto it. It's like cliche-y. Then it rolls down, so it's not gonna be a direct hit to the sink. So therefore, it's cliche anyway. It's okay, but you have it, and yeah, definitely you could.
If it's not yet
selesus,
fine.
If it's not yet selesus, it's okay. You're allowed to. If it's not yet selesus, okay. Using any beyond, but not yet selesus, yeah, that definitely would make sense. No, because it's any beyond. It's any beyond of trade, right? People before use trays. So any beyond, so any beyond, we never ask for any of it.
What's wrong with washing the dishes?
Even like the, what's it, the dishes in it?
I washed, I had place to get dishes. Now, there's the sink is totally treif. When was it totally treif? A year ago. So now, there's a halacha. You're not allowed to use something which is treif, even though it was not used within 24 hours. Why? Because they are come to use it in 24 hours and run into problems. So you're not, it's also to use it, the din and the gavra, and the kafsa is never going to be usher.
To
so
wash
I don't know.
Using?
So washing it, I'm using the chur, I'm using the sink, I'm using the kli. Therefore, I would not be able to wash the dishes, but the yev are never going to, would never ask her. I'd say, get answered. And then you're good to go. Fine.
This is
what?
This is to use the
tray
thing, is it different coolness?
Yeah, because it's not called, if it's not out of water, so there's no gazera. The only thing is to cook with it, where there is, we technically would, whatever, then technically, whatever. Fine. Let's move on to the, I guess the burners, yeah. So, burners, you know, using the fire, so, Victor, if it's your own dira and you're building some kitchen, you know, it'll be ideal to get fleshika and mochika burners, just get two separate burners. If you're not able to, the minhag olam is to be makel based on the fact using that, we assume that, I cook fleshika on the fire. So, even if there's a spill, so we're assuming that it's on the fire. So it's going to get burned out when I turn it on, and it's going to get aish, and therefore it gets burned out, and that's why the minigalim is to be makel to use the same burners for fleishiks and machiks. No, and it became trip because it's getting kasher. It was kasher. That's why fleishiks. I put it, boom, goes on, burns out, and so you're kashering it all the time. It's going to get aish, therefore it's going to be. If taki, you see that there's fleishiks on it, obviously you can't put machiks. It's not clean, and it's gooey, and it's dirty, and fleishiky, then that would be obviously that would be a problem. It's a ban, but it's not a ban. We saw the bleeders. We say we assume that it gets. Like the ideal, you should have separate ones. If you don't have separate ones, then it's not. It's, you know.
What do you do with pyro? If you have separate.
What?
What do you do with pyro?
So we'll get the pyro soon. You should have separate ones. If it's not practical, the minigun is we make all that we assume every single time it burns it out, and it's going to be okay.
What would be a problem with that, relying on that?
The shayas, the mitzvahs, doesn't really burn it out enough.
Where's the whole grate?
That's a shayas. It's the part that doesn't get to the size, really get that hot. No, it's not 100% clear. But whatever, okay, I'm going to go to the stimulator. Now, so cooking at the same time, fleshes and milk is on the same time. So, two different ranges. Technically, that'd be okay, but you just have to be careful. A lot of time you get to the bus of a call of shayas. What shayas happens? You open, like we said before, you open up the pack cover to see if the food's okay, and the steam rises. And it hits against your mochik pot. What do we just do? Well, the zeh, you just trafe up the pot, you trafe up the food. You have to figure out the shishim, not shishim, and the zeh will go straight in and it's going to be a problem. That's why it's not always so recommended to be cooking at the same time flesh and mochik, because every time you open the pot, things like that, you know, can run into problems. Let's say the pots graze against each other, they touch against each other. So the halacha is, if you touch the mochik pot, so the halacha is that technically, one kli to another kli, you're not supposed to do it, but we say that there is no transfer of bleus if there is no liquid in between. Kli to kli doesn't answer with any rate. If there's no liquid in between, then the two things don't answer each other. Therefore, let's say you have a fleshig counter. You put your mochik macaroni and cheese pot straight onto the fleshig counter. So the luck is you did not chafe up your counter. If it's a dry counter, it's not wet over there, and the pot was dry, kli to kli does not answer without any liquid in between, and therefore it's not going to answer in between, and therefore it's not going to chafe up b'diavad, it's not going to chafe up your counter. Right, so because of a fish, there's a machlokes about if no right in between time to count. Unless there's a little bit of right, even if you just have a little bit of a little condensation, a little bit wet on the outside, that also would not be a problem. It has to be like a decent amount of liquid on the outside in order to go ahead and acid the food. So therefore, many times when things touch each other, it's not going to be a problem because not so much liquid in between, therefore it's not going to be a problem. I'm going to get using a hat plate, so if you want to switch to Shavuos, everyone wants to know, right? You have fleshing a hot plate, and now you want to go ahead and use it for milchiks. Are you allowed to do it or not? So, the problem would be, is like we said before, one kli to another kli is not like a kli. Now that you use a plate, now that two can't touch each other. What's happening over there? Let's see hot plate, fleshings. Why is it fleshings? Because chalon spilled on it. Now I want to go ahead and use it for milchiks. So what's going to happen? So technically, it's not going to answer, what are you doing? You're doing kli to kli. You have a milchik kapat. With a mukhikapat touching a fleshikapat, fleshika hot plate. So, khila kli is something which is not khila, and it's not khila. Mishmur brings down in Tafel and Aleph, I think, from above, he says if you have kli to kli to kli, you have another kli in between, then it's not khila. In other words, if you have a hot plate, which is mukhik, which is clean, I put a piece of silver on top of it, so I have one kli to another kli, then I want to put mukhik's Mochika pat on top of that, that's kli to kli to kli, and that's going to be much even the tachila. So, therefore, if you want to use a mochika shvuas for your mochika shvuas for your mat plate, so what you should do is you should just line it with another piece of silver foil, and then it's going to be okay. But you have to make sure it doesn't rip, make sure it does not rip. Because if you trafe up your hot plate, there's really almost no way to kosher it. That's very, very difficult. Don't get hot enough. That's okay. It gets so hot. It doesn't get so hot. And not every area. You know, area gets so hot. It's not so hot. Because I don't, you know, it's not so push it. But that's with, that's going to be with that's gonna be with hot plate.
It would trafe up a debit?
If what?
Clean.
No, quickly it's not.
Only if the milk spills on it, that'll trigger.
Only if it spills on it, right. So if it's covered well, then you're good to go. If it's not covered so well, then it's not good to go. In terms of